Exclusive, former WH Doc Ronnie Jackson. Time to think about invoking 25th Amendment to remove mentally declining Biden. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 9, 2024. Former White House Dr. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, said the report from Special Counsel Robert Hur, which highlights President Biden's mental deterioration, served as further validation of the 81-year-old's declining mental state and stated that we're at the point now where they should be thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment. Jackson, who worked in the White House for 14 years and served as director of the White House Medical Unit, said Hur's report, which highlighted Biden's significantly limited memory, was both sad and scary for the country. "We've been saying this for a long time. I had been saying this since before he actually became elected president, that this man is not cognitively fit to be our president. I said that it would continue to get worse. It has. Everyone has continued to see it on a regular basis," he said, explaining that Biden's handlers keep it hidden most of the time. "We all know this is happening. What we saw yesterday was validation from a completely different source," he said, explaining that Biden's own Department of Justice, DOJ, made these comments that he is not cognitively fit to stand trial for the crimes that he committed with these classified documents. "Which is unbelievable that, you know, they're saying that he is not cognitively fit to stand trial yet. He's our commander-in-chief, our head of state, and you know, if he can't stand trial, because of his cognitive issues, I mean, it goes without saying that he can't be the president of the United States. And so then he gets on TV and he tries to refute this. And he makes it even worse," Jackson said, asserting that Biden simply validated what was said in the report. "All he does is validate what they said in the report and what we've all known for years now. And so we're in a bad situation. We're in a situation where even the few people that didn't want to admit that they've lost confidence in this man. We're in a situation where our adversaries overseas are looking at what's happening and they are just licking their chops that we don't have a competent commander-in-chief. And our allies are terrified that, you know, that we're supposed to be one of their main allies supporting them, you know, endeavors all over the world. So this is a bad situation," he added, explaining that Americans do not need to be a doctor to see that Biden is clearly deteriorating mentally. "You don't even really have to be in position to pick up on this in the diagnosis. To some extent, I'm not making the diagnosis. But just in layman's terms, because everyone has experienced this with a family member, but it's the same thing you say, it's the slurring of speech. It's the kind of the dead stare, the chopping block, the stiff gait, the forgetfulness, the confusion, all of these things. Some physical signs, some mental, but they're all there. He has the whole package, right?" he said, explaining that all these conditions worsen. "Like I said, I don't know if he has multi-infarct dementia or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or what the issue is. All I know is that he has serious cognitive decline related to his age. And it doesn't matter what the actual diagnosis is. All of those have the same natural history. They all get worse with time, not better. And we're seeing that before," Jackson said, explaining that it has come to a point where they should consider the use of the 25th Amendment. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Ronnie Jackson. RTX, February 9, 2024. "I think we're at the point now where they should be thinking about that," he said, noting the significance of the fact that Biden's DOJ was allowed to put that language in the report, which he said tells me that they know, at this point, that he cannot function another 4 years as president. They know they screwed themselves. They picked a horrible candidate, a candidate that's going to be trounced by Donald Trump. He's gonna get just beat like a drum in the November election. They know this. And so they're in a scramble right now. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of him. And I think this is the first shot across the bow on getting rid of this man," he said, adding that Jill Biden could have pushed her husband to just go home. But she wants to be First Lady more than she wants her next breath. "The 25th Amendment would be a way that we could do this. You know, even if he didn't want to," Jackson said, adding that if a majority of his cabinet and his vice president come to the Senate pro tempore and the Speaker of the House, and they tell them that this man is not cognitively fit, then he will get voted out with a two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate. So if they go down that path, it's a done deal," he added. Jackson also added, "Biden is basically part of the Biden family and is not to be trusted. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.